Hello, Podlers. It's lovely being back on the show and therefore bringing you this edition of my daily podcast. And coming up, a catchy, infectious little ditty.
Binley Mega Cheapy.
Binley Mega Cheapy. Binley Mega Cheapy. Binley Mega Cheapy.
Enjoy the show. I thought you were lying, Matt, but it's true. Here in your contract, page 6, paragraph 5... if Nottingham Forest are promoted to the Premier League, we have to talk about it in every single league.
Oh, yes.
So that's great. Quite remarkable. I'm sorry,
let's
I doubted
get started.
You. Yeah,
yeah,
black
exactly.
And white,
I told
isn't
you, it was one of the key things.
You really know how to negotiate.
I crossed the line. I said that needs to be in there.
Yeah, is, I wish I had your agent. This is amazing.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. We are Premier League. I never thought I'd see the day again.
I'm so pleased. You were saying to me during that last song there that you're just pleased to start becoming a yo-yo club.
Yes, exactly. We've been like, at the bottom of the yo-yo, just rolling along the floor, like walking okay. the dog for years.
Yeah, now you're the
now
cat's cradle.
Now we're finally coming up, yeah. Someone's going to do a cat's cradle. And then we'll be going around the world.
I'm so pleased for you, mate. And and you watched it in the best way.
Oh.
Tell everyone how luxurious it was
well,
for
it
you.
Was,
you proper football fans.
It was
you spit and sawdust
oh, yes, well,
kind
hey,
of lads.
You couldn't get tickets for love nor money. They were sold out super quick. So, but luckily, my brother knows someone who used to work with who had a box there. So we were in a box.
Lovely.
And it was free booze.
A family of blaggers. I love
me,
it.
Me, my dad, my brothers, whatever,
oh,
mates.
Mate.
So it was free booze from 1:30. The kickoff wasn't until 4:30.
Wow.
I mean, it was such a great day.
You're a little croaky, but you're giving yeah. us a sense of just how happy you are.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing. Unbelievable. Awful game of football.
Yeah,
truly
I heard
atrocious.
It was
the only
ages.
Goal was an own goal. It's not, it doesn't matter about the performance. All that matters is getting back there to the promised land.
Well, congratulations to you, your family, and all the Nottingham Forest fans. And we'll be talking about this again in about 4 minutes' time. But first, we have your chance to stick it to the bin man. Yes, it's some show merch for you to put on your wheelie bin. And all you need to do is answer a question based on Friday's show. And I want to know what's happening here.
He's tweeted about it. He's tweeted about Glenn. It's
desperate.
A joke almost.
Desperate.
We've already had it. We've already had
it.
He's tagged the company in it. Okay.
Let's come in.
He's also put.
Thank you.
All right, listen to this. He's put hashtag tar for the tartar.
Oh, God.
What's weird? I was on holiday when it happened and I was on the sun lounge and I went, oh, God. And I thought, why have I just done what?
God. Matt's done a horrible hashtag. It sets something off in you.
Yeah. What was delivered to the team on Friday to celebrate a particular national day? What was delivered to the team on Friday? Ben Burrell was here to celebrate a national day. Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. That's 8-12-15. And this, of course, is your chance to stick it to the bin, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have great offers across their decking range, like their premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £9. Shop in-store or download the Wix app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
6:48 on your Monday morning. Time to give someone a chance to stick it to the bin man. Before we do, on my Instagram, somebody named Captain Clumsy got in touch with a screen grab of... some wheelie bins that the person's taken the time to stencil designer labels onto.
Ooh.
So this person has an Yves Saint Laurent, a Chanel, a Gucci and a Louis Vuitton
oh,
bin.
Oh, no.
And
painful.
And 99. I've never heard of them, a designer
Ooh.
Label. Maybe
oh,
that's the
dear.
Door number. But anyway, I mean, it's just so uncouth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why have Gucci on your bin when you can have Dave Berry's
exactly.
face? That's the big question.
Much
and joining us right now on line one is Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hi, Peter.
Welcome to the show, Peter. Oh, well,
thank
bless you.
Very
thank
much.
You.
You've
yeah,
got
well
the
done.
Mention away for this link.
There we go. Let's start talking about. Let me get back to Matt's
Good.
Contract.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Filling your obligations.
His agent will be happy. That's good. Peter, we were talking your bin situation. There's three. Now, one of them's purple, and that's the absolute radio corporate colours.
Oh, it's perfect.
What does that bin house normally?
Normally, it's like tins, bottles and hard plastics.
Ooh. Okay. Are you going to put my face on that bin, the purple bin?
I wasn't going to, but now I am.
Yeah. Great. Perfect. Because yeah. it'll match the sticker. It'll look effortless.
Yeah,
it'll look
brand.
Like an Yves Saint Laurent bin if you do that. It'll be
better.
Really classy.
Yeah.
Really classy. So, Peter, tell us, on Friday, the team received a delivery to celebrate which national day?
Fish and Chip Day.
It was Fish and Chips Day. Congratulations, Peter. You've won yourself that bin sticker. We'll send it out to you right away. Have a great day, Pete.
Cheers, Dave. Cheers, team.
Speak to you later on. No problem at all. And there'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
13 minutes past seven on your Monday morning. I took a moment and just think, who is this wildly lovable 10-year-old boy sat before me going, we're going to be on Match of Day. We're going to be on Match of Day. It is, of course, Matt Dyson.
I can't stop talking about it, can I? Yeah.
Good for you, mate.
But Forrest being promoted is one of the trending topics this morning. And yeah, that is the thing. That's what I haven't missed. It's not really sunk in for me, but yeah, waiting for the fixture list to come out, you know, we're going to be on the day.
It's your contract. You get one mention per talkie bit, so don't use them all now.
Nice.
Instead, please give us the social ammunition, Matt.
Well, yeah, it's not just Forrest trending this morning. No. Also, trending over the weekend has been Binley Mega Chippy. Are you aware of this phenomenon? It's a social media phenomenon.
No.
Right? Everyone on TikTok is obsessed with this large chip shop on the outskirts of Coventry.
How large are we talking?
I've been aware of it for some time, actually. Matt Ford is a big fan who I do rock and roll football with. He's been to Binley and been to the Mega Chippy and at there, and he's not stopped talking about it.
But
since.
How big are we talking? Is it like an IKEA or?
Well, I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's not that. It's not like a superstore, but it's like a mecca for deep fried foods. And everyone is obsessed. They're making videos, parody accounts, songs about it. Just listen to this beauty, absolutely marvelous. Listen to it.
Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy. Chippy.
You never really hear the whole
song. It's a bit McCartney Wings era. That's what,
isn't it? And this, no one knows why it's gone viral. It's the biggest meme on TikTok at the moment.
Wow.
But people have recreated the Chippy on Minecraft. They've put it into computer games. Everyone is obsessed with Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy.
Hang on, I got this.
Mega
Maxwell Silverhammer came down and bought a head.
It's not really clear why it's happened, but according to Know Your Meme, the first post about Binley Mega Chippy, which opened in 2004, was back in 2009, but it wasn't until April this year that memes started emerging and it just went massive. It just blew up.
Wow.
But no one really knows why, but it looks like a great fish and chip shop.
Great ditty as well.
Yeah, and a great ditty. And the other story this morning for you, Dave, is a man who said he'd eat his shoe if Top Gun 2 ever came out.
Ah.
Has been forced to eat his shoe.
He's kind of thrown himself on his sword a bit, though, in this, hasn't he?
Has,
no one's picked him up on it other than himself.
Yes, that's true. He seems, you know. Yeah, I think he could have got away with it. If he had
no one cared, mate, until you dragged it up.
Yeah, you're making a big deal out of
it. That's the worst thing about this.
Because Top Gun Maverick took ages to come out. The first film was in 1986, so it's like 36 years between the two films, and there was a point where it looked like it would never happen.
Yeah.
And that's when Matt Patches, the entertainment editor of Polygon, made this tweet: if Top Gun 2 happens, I'll eat a shoe. He's posted a long 20-minute YouTube video of him cooking a shoe and eating it.
How do you cook a shoe?
Well, that's a... Great question, Anna.
But how has he cooked the shoe? Because I would have done it in a pan with some oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and kept it simple.
Well, yeah, no, what it is, it's made out of fruit leather, edible glue, licorice laces, and then he's cooked it up. He did walk in them, right? So he walks in them on the street.
Yeah.
Then he takes all that fruit leather and edible glue and licorice laces, boils it up, and then he eats it. So he has eaten the shoe. What he should have done, he should have battered it and deep fried it at Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy.
Oh, nice.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy.
That's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy.
So, Matt, we've got an update. People are getting in touch.
Well, yeah, people are saying that this former royal chef, Darren McGrady, who now is apparently at Binley Mega Chippy, would you believe? Seems like a strange career move.
Yeah.
But he's been revealing how the Queen used to have her fish and chips. on this auspicious week. Well, he worked there for 11 years in the 80s and 90s. She had fillets baked and breadcrumbed, not deep fried and battered.
Right.
Her chips were very neat rectangles stacked like a game of Jenga.
I would love to have the audacity to walk into a chippy at, say, I don't know, 11 p.m. on like a Saturday night, and that would be my order.
Yeah, I want the Queen's special. And instead of tartar sauce, she had some tarragon hollandaise. So, yeah, that's how the Queen...
And some extra chilli sauce, I just like to think. A bit of extra chilli on there. You never know. Yeah. So there we go. That's your update on Binlay Mega Chippy. On the way, well, 10 weeks of tickets has returned. We've got your chance to see The Killers. Plus, a little later on, I want you to finish the sentence, is it weird that I... And it's a holiday edition, it's a holiday special of Is It Weird That I, because both Anna and myself have returned from our vacations. So get in touch at 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have great offers across their decking range, like their premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £9. Shop in store or download the Wix app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix. 10 weeks of tickets.
Wonderful stuff coming up this week on The Breakfast Show, because we've got your chance to see The Killers live in Manchester. Of course, Manchester is also home to Manchester United and Manchester City, who Nottingham Forest will be playing next season because they've been promoted to the Premier League. Can I take that off now?
Yes,
is that all right?
Yeah, we mentioned it.
In Matt's contract, we need to mention, should Nottingham Forest ever get promoted to the Premier League, we'd have to talk about it in every single link.
Yeah.
I never thought the day was coming, so I let it slide.
It was a long shot. I never thought we'd actually have to deal with
But it's here now. Anyway, also in Manchester, taking to the stage are The Killers, and we have your chance to be there as we play Read My Mind with Mystic Matt. Mm. Mystic Matt, how does this work?
Well, Dave, there are prophets, there are soothsayers, there are psychics, and then there is I, Mystic Matt, a visionary of exemplary skill. Did you know that over the years I've honed my psychic abilities to such an extent that I'm able to transmit messages into your mind? Come close.
I love Matt Dyson.
Yes, thank you. There's
he
just
is a
one
powerful
example.
Leader.
Yes, yeah. Come close and I will channel a celebrity into your aura.
Oh.
If our caller can correctly identify which celebrity I'm sending, they will win the tickets.
I will do the numbers and the T's and C's now, oh mighty one.
That's right, good.
0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. All the T's and C's are online. I will wish you luck. Good luck.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
Right now, Wix have great offers across their paint range. Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now only £14. Offers end Wednesday. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Nottingham Forest.
10 weeks.
Just trying to move this along now, mate.
You're rattling through the benches.
I mean, we've done a lot since we came
counts.
On air at six.
You have to
it does
say,
count. It
oh,
counts.
I'm back in the Premier League. I think it says in the contract.
Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Sorry. 10 weeks of tickets is back on The Breakfast Show and on the Home Time Show with Bush and Richie for another week. And we're fully focused on giving you and three of your mates the opportunity to see The Killers in Manchester as we play Read My Mind with Mystic Matt. Mystic Matt will transmit three celebrity clues into my mind, and somebody needs to figure out who it is to win. And that person is Will. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Morning, hi, Will. Will.
Welcome along to the show, William. So, are you ready to receive the clues from Mystic Matt via my brain?
I am, yeah. Yeah,
okay, well. Pray for us all. Here we go. Here we go. Matt, you're going to need to stop thinking about Nottingham Forest getting right to the Premier League, please.
Move that along.
I'm trying to read your mind here, mate. Come on. Let me walk through your mind pace. Oh, what's that? What have you been thinking about that?
Move on from
it's that disgusting. One. Who is that? Certainly not Katie, I know that much.
Move on. But here it is.
Sick. Oh, this is better. Okay, now I'm getting it. OK, Will, I'm receiving a large number 70. That's a large number, 7070. I'm seeing red arrows, lots of Union Jacks. I'm seeing a large palace. Banknotes! Coins. Banknotes and coins. Who's that on them? Or on one side of them? Who's that on one side of them? Will, tell us.
Would it be the Queen by any chance?
It is the Queen! Well done, Will. You're off to see the Killers, mate. Congratulations. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Enjoy the gig.
Fab. Thanks so much. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate that. Enjoy it, as I say. And there'll be another chance for you to win on Home Time with Bush and Richie. They've got your chance to see Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer all on one stage. Just incredible. 10 weeks of tickets continues.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
It's Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. The time is Steve past Cooper.
Excellent. Love it.
This is getting difficult.
Yeah.
We're not going off air till 10. I've got to mention Nottingham Forest in every talky
bit. Cooper time, though. That's great. I mean, what he did was phenomenal. We were bottom of the table when he took over in September. Oh. Bottom. And now he's taking us to the... With the turnaround,
I think I'm going to make Huddersfield my second team. yes, in Matt Dyson's contract, if you're just joining us, it is clear as day in black and white. If Nottingham Forest ever got promoted to the Premier League, we would have to talk about them in every single talky bit here on The Breakfast Show. So we've done that again. Now I want to move on to you completing the sentence. Is it weird that I... The number, as always, is 81215. We're doing a holiday special. Anna and I were on holiday last week. Not together, although we are getting on very well, so it could have happened. Where did you go, Anna?
I went up to the Scottish Highlands to a little place called Lochinver. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. I went to Marrakesh in Morocco, which is always such a wonderful place to be.
Nice.
And the hotel that we stayed at, Sarah Jane and I have stayed there many times before, and it is attached to a golf course. Obviously, Matt, as you know, I'm not a golfer. No, I played there once with my father-in-law to try and impress him. That didn't go well.
No.
but that means that there are golf buggies around. And I do believe that golf buggies are the greatest form of transport on Earth. You know, I mean, I love them so much. I get giddy like a schoolboy when I see them. You hear what
Me
I'm saying?
Too.
So they bought the golf buggies over from the golf course and they've kind of made them part of the hotel because some of the rooms in different buildings are like far away from the restaurants and stuff.
Nice.
So then the staff drive in the golf buggies. And as I say, I've been going to this hotel in Marrakesh since about 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a good guest. You know, I look after the room. I don't do anything nasty.
Yeah.
I tip well, you know, all those things. Yeah. But will they ever let me drive the golf buggy?
I've got no chance.
No chance of them ever letting me ride the golf buggies. And this time I went with Sarah Jane and Evie and we went with my sister and my two nieces, Alice and Penny. And one night, coming back from the restaurant, we're in the golf buggy and the guy pulls over out of nowhere. No one said anything. And he said, would you like a go? Would you like to drive the golf buggy? So as I was preparing my acceptance speech, like I've waited for like 8 years for you to ask this, and yes, I would love to, Mohammed. I would love to ride the golf buggy. My sister gets out of the back and takes the wheel.
No.
This was on night two.
Katie. Standard sibling behaviour, that.
I couldn't believe it. So is it weird that I didn't talk to my own sister for the entirety of the holiday after that? Because she took my one chance at driving the golf buggies. That's the kind of thing that we're after. The nerve of her! 8 to 12, 15 is the number. Get in touch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave, is it weird that I supported Nottingham Forest for Matt Dyson, knowing he'd be so happy this morning from Keely?
That's not weird. That's lovely.
Not what we asked for, Keely, but helps tick off that other mention there, so bless you.
Right, there we go.
We've only got about eight more to go now. Running out of ways of which I continuously link it into
the
actual show.
That's what I always hoped for when I asked for that clause in the contract. Never thinking it would happen.
Well, this works. We're talking about Is It Weird That I, and it's a holiday special.
Yeah.
And you and fellow Nottingham Forest fans are going to get to enjoy that holiday, that brief holiday in the Premier League before returning to the Championship. right, so is it weird that I, the holiday special, Adele says, is it weird that I turn off my fridge and everything electrical before I go away? It's admirable more than anything.
Yeah, it's good. It's
like
so
the bottom
energy.
Of the list of things to do for me.
But yeah, the fridge, I suppose if it's empty, you know, why not?
Do you still have to put like a towel down if you turn your freezer off?
Is that a thing? To get the ice to melt.
I remember my parents
defrosting
doing that.
Defrosting it, yeah.
Mark says, is it weird that I take my own frying pan away with me? Yeah, it is.
He must love that frying pan.
What a clunky thing to have in your luggage as well, isn't it? Anna Geary.
Yes.
Finish the sentence. Is it weird that I, and please remember it's a holiday special, take it away.
Take loose tea leaves on holiday with me.
Hang on, Anna Geary takes tea. So you have a holiday from coffee as well?
I can't believe it. I didn't have a dowie all week.
Wow. I can see it in your face, you know.
I did have a bit of a headache.
But why don't you just take tea bags, Miss Marple?
I love loose leaf tea.
Right, OK.
It's just something special about loose leaf tea.
What?
So have you... I know you went to Scotland this time, but have you gone through customs with a bag of green herbs?
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of looks do you get?
Yeah.
Well, you're OK. You're all right to carry 12 ounces.
Oh, yeah. Of tea? Of tea. I want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, of tea.
Personal use. That's fine.
Goodness me, Anna. What a show to have back. So it takes me a while to warm up again, so can you just take it easy on, you know, Onky Dave, please?
Oh. You have to take a strainer as well, then. A tea strainer.
I take the whole lot, yeah.
What, I've got a pot yellow... strainer?
I do, yeah. I've got a little, like, a pot for tea for one, a little yellow set, a mustard set that I take with me.
Are you like Phileas Fogg? I love how you travel. Is it like in a big case and you open it out and there's a knife and fork and everything?
Do you know what? I'll take a picture tonight when I go home and then I'll send it to you so you guys can see
the setup.
What I take with me.
So, how long have you been doing this for?
Oh, like a decade, probably.
Since you were a little girl.
I just love loose leaf tea.
Anna's mum and dad were like, she's taking the loose tea leaves again and then the teapot.
This is gorgeous.
But you never know if you're going on holiday if you're going to get a good brew.
Right, yeah.
But you do, nowadays you do. It's not 1971.
Yeah.
I know.
And
you can get
Scotland.
All these things.
I know.
And you went to Scotland.
I know.
Oh, what are these things you got with you here, Anna? Oh, I've never seen them the like.
I know. My boyfriend was like, what are you doing? Wow. Seriously, you're wasting space. Because we only took carry-ons.
Only took carry-ons and you still took a teapot and full tea set with you. Wow, that is weird. And exactly the kind of thing we're after. The number is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Right now, Wix have great offers across their paint range. Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now only £14. Offers end Wednesday. Shop in store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Do you know what? This talky bit, I'm just going to let Anna do the Nottingham Forest thing in the news and sport.
I think that counts.
Yeah, that will count. Are you happy with that contract sheet? Do you want to call your agent?
No, I think that'll be fine. I'll let it go.
Keeping it Anna-themed, Angie from Cheltenham gets in touch saying, Anna, I take my own coffee, tea bags, normal and decaf, and my own sweetener.
So maybe it's not that
weird. Unless you're holidaying on the moon, there is no need to take any of that stuff with you anywhere.
I'm with Angie all the way.
Keep them coming. Is it weird that I complete that sentence? It's holiday themed. The number is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Brian Clough.
Thank you. That'll do. Yeah.
Dave, is it weird that I take an extra-large handbag on holiday so I can go to the all-inclusive buffet and stuff it with eggs, meat and cheese for all the stray cats and dogs to enjoy?
Oh.
Oh, that's coming from Heather. Very nice. Oh, Matt Dyson, we've had my obsession with golf buggies. We've had Anna Geary taking loose tea to Scotland, of all places, as well. Even though they do have tea there, Anna. Matt, what about you? Are you going to join in?
Is it weird that when we go glamping, I take a tea light candelabra for the tent.
It's also surprising.
It's a wrought iron sort of circle of LED tea lights that Kay insists.
Do you attach it to the roof of the tent?
Yeah, it sort of goes in the roof of the tent, and it's a right pain to carry.
But aren't tents low anyway? Why would you put that in the middle?
Yeah, I know, it seems madness.
Where does it come up to height-wise?
It's sort of above head height.
Oh, you're proper glamping.
It's proper glamping.
You camp in a tent so high that even when you dangle a chandelier from the ceiling, Really? Yeah, it's still above your head?
It's excessive, isn't it? I know, yeah.
Now, but that is how the other half lives.
So much stuff. It barely fits in my Volvo XC90, really.
Why are you plugging your car?
It's got a big boot.
Everybody knows it's the most rubbish car anyone's ever been in. How many hard shoulders have I been stranded on thanks to your car?
No, it's just got a big boot space. You know what I mean? We've got a lot of litres.
Hey, the last time I was in your car was in the old days when Nottingham Forest played teams like Charlton Athletic.
Oh, my Lord, that's true.
Is the Volvo going to be driving to Arsenal, to Tottenham, to City, to United, to Liverpool, Chelsea?
Yes, if she
can
make it.
He'll never make it. He'll never make it, even with the turbo boost on. And yes, that's the thing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have great offers across their decking range, like their premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £9. Shop in-store or download the Wix app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8.50 on your Monday morning. Time to give someone the chance to play Radio DJ.
This radio station is big enough for the both of us.
And this morning, it's all about absolute 80s. I tell you what was huge in the 1980s. Nottingham Forest.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Funny you should say that.
That contract? Here we go.
Used to get to Wembley every year back in the 80s. Remember the Littlewoods Cup final against Luton Town?
Who can forget
3-1.
It?
Yeah, that's big in the 80s. But thanks for the mention, Dave. Yeah,
no problem at all. As I say, I'm contractually obliged to do this. I don't know how it got into my contract as well. So it is about absolute 80s. I'm going to bring you two songs that we will play on absolute 80s, but only one of them get played in full on absolute radio. Which one is it to be? It's a toughie today, as it often is. Prefab Sprout.
Nice.
King of Rock and Roll. Versus. Dexys Midnight Runners and Gino. Trumpet solo! just for the trumpet alone, I'm in.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going Dexys. What about you, Matt?
Definitely Dexys for me. Can't wait to hear that. It's got to be that.
Anna?
Yeah, I'm with you for the trumpet solo.
It's a clean sweep for Dexys Midnight Runners here in the studio, but it's not up to us. It's up to you. Text the word music to 81215. That's music to 81215 to come on air and play DJ.
This radio station is big enough for the both of us.
It's Monday morning and it is time for This Radio Station Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. And this morning, two songs taken from absolute 80s. We have Prefab Sprout, King of Rock and Roll, versus Dexys Midnight Runners and Gino. And playing DJ this morning is Andrea. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. How is everybody this morning?
Very good, thanks. Andrea, could you do me a favour? It's a contract obligation. Could you just say the words Nottingham and Forest for me, please?
Well, that's quite good for me because I'm afraid I'm a Newcastle fan, so they're quite local, so I'm not able to get to a game or two now Nottingham Forest have been promoted.
Well done, Andrea. Well thank said, you. Andrea. Thank you very much indeed. Now, Andrea, it is time for you to play Radio DJ. I am so excited because you're taking this so seriously that when we were talking off air during that last song, you said you were going to put your wheelbarrow down, and I admire you, Andrea. I like the professionalism because let me tell you, Matt's always still carrying his wheelbarrow every single morning here in the studio. Never puts it down. So you got Prefab Sprout, you got Dexys Midnight Runners. Do your best radio DJ impression. The floor is yours.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to disappoint the whole team and outvote you, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going for a bit of Prefab Sprout.
Oh, okay.
I seem to have struggled to say this morning. I'm afraid that I would like a little bit of Hot Dog Jumping Frog this morning.
Andrea, nicely done. Pick up your wheelbarrow and enjoy Prefab Sprout. Well done, Andrea. Good work.
Thank you.
Excellent
Bye.
Stuff. It's Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. That was Prefab Sprout and King of Rock and Roll, selected by a listener, Andrea, and there will be a chance for you to play the role of radio DJ tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show.
This radio station is big enough for the both of us.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where it is time now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
I am holding your contract aloft.
There it is, Dave.
Am I going to need to look at page?
Well, we've got to mention it at least once this hour, so here it is.
Here it is.
We'll tick that box off again.
Matt talks about Nottingham Forest.
Yes, Nottingham Forest promoted to the Premier League via the playoffs yesterday. That's the exciting football news.
I can't wait to see how tenuously you leak this to whatever you're about to say.
The other exciting football news over the past week was Neil Warnock joining Twitter.
It is related.
Neil Warnock has joined Twitter in his retirement, saying now is the time he wants to go on the cesspit that is Twitter.
Wow.
He wants
quite
to spend
a bold
time
move.
On it. It's a weird time to do it. Anyway, he did it. He recreated that famous video footage of him when he was a manager where he stares at the camera and sort of walks into the
He's
camera.
He's all a bit Liam Gallagher,
yeah.
isn't he?
Yeah, I love it. Real menacing Neil Warnock. But the reason I mention him is because he let a player called Jed Spence leave Middlesbrough. It's one of the last things he did as a football
Big
manager.
Big mistake.
He said,
huge.
I'm not really sure you're right for me. I don't think you're that good and you need to go away and sort yourself out. He went away to Nottingham Forest, who at the time were bottom of the Championship table. He had one of the most amazing seasons of his life. He was one of the players of the season.
This is what happens when you're hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Exactly. Stevie Cooper turns people around. He embraced him. He turned him into a winner, and now he got promoted. And Jed Spence, after the game yesterday, tweeted a great picture saying, oh, sorry, where are my manners? Welcome to Twitter, Neil Warnock. And it's him sitting in the dressing room with a trophy between his legs, smoking a cigar, going, have a piece of that, Neil. Do you regret that decision in any way? I think you might do. But there you go. There's the mention of Forest over. And you might be talking about it later when I save you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And well, that's it for your Monday morning. I must say it has been great to be back on the show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, and of course to those of you who got in touch. And it's time, as is tradition, for the podcast naming ceremony. Matt, I am going to have to wrestle the responsibility of naming the daily podcast away from you today, I'm afraid.
Fair enough.
There are two options. One is, of course, the legendary line from Anna Geary, Alger cook a shoe! So that probably normally would have been the name of the daily podcast. A great line from Anna. However, according to your contract...
Mm-hmm.
You need to get one mention of it in every single talky bit.
Yes.
So the podcast will be called Nottingham Forest Have Been Promoted to the Premier League.
And there's another one. We've got another mention away.
Well done, Dave. That's
well
over.
Done.
Thanks,
done it.
Mate.
We'll never have to do this again.
It's been more torturous than the game itself.
It must be great.
Up next, news on how you could win £50,000 on Make Me a Winner. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, as always, I urge you to stay safe, try and stay entertained, and bid you a nice arrivederci.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call